John was not resting on his shoulders. John was leaning on his bosom. That is leaning on the heartbeat of the love of the Lord Jesus. What a love for us that we can experience when we lean on our Lord Jesus and we lean on his love. In John chapter 15 and 9, I think I put it already, that I'll just read it. John 15, 9, he says, as the Father had loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. And it is again Saint was, his love has no beginning and no ending for us. Let me ask you a question. Do you really feel loved? You know, sometimes many young people experience the sense of rejection, and no rejection is sweet. They experience the sense of being left out, of being forgotten, forsaken, and they feel unloved. But I want you to know there's no one here in this auditorium who is outside the reach of his love. He loves you as you are. And so I want to show a little bit of how prone we are to forget. So in Genesis, in the book of Genesis 41, I believe. That just came to me when the brother Nana was singing those songs. The Genesis 41. I believe it is. I'll look it up. Yes, Genesis 41. Is it 40? Let's see. I was looking for that. Okay, I see. Genesis 40 first. Genesis 40 verse 14. Genesis chapter 40 verse 14. And I'll give you the context. These were the words of Joseph, a type of the Lord Jesus. He says, think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. And then verse 23, yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. And then there is a verse somewhere where he said, I do remember my faults this day. Verse 9. Yes, thank you very much, yes. In Genesis 41 verse 9, then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. You know, I want you write down this statement if you think you'll forget. We are prone to forget what we should remember. And we are prone to remember what we should forget. Let me repeat that for you because I want you to think about this very much. We are prone to forget what we should remember, and we are prone to remember what we should forget. Now, here was this butler, his future was bleak. Because his head can be taken off, he can be killed. He was troubled by the dream. He was worried. He was fearful. But thank God there was Joseph there in that prison with him. And Joseph was able to give him a message of hope, a message of life. Don't be despaired. You're going to be restored. He said, but I have a request for you. When it is well with you, think on me and make mention of me unto Pharaoh. And bring me out of this place. If you know Jesus Christ today, do you know it is well with your soul? It is well with your soul. And so, we need to remember our true Joseph, our Lord Jesus. But we are prone to forget. Now, we are prone to forget what we should remember. So we are prone to forget the many blessings, the many benefits of the Lord. This is why in Psalm 103, David would say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness, so that thy youth is renewed as the eagle. But now we must come to the point of how often we do not come to grips with the fact that we still remember what we should forget. Now, what should we forget? Do you know all the sins that we have done and have confessed to the Lord? Do you know those sins are forgiven, put out of sight, and never to be remembered? But Satan loves to bring up your past to you so that he will show you and say, look at what you used to do, look at what you are. And he will haunt you. He'll be like a ghost of guilt laying hands upon you. So we must not remember the hurt and the injuries of others. It doesn't mean that they will still not come to the mind. No, the Lord Jesus Christ, he understands us very much. This is why he said, your sins and iniquities, not that I will forget. No, you read it for yourself. He said, your sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Meaning that God has chosen never to recall, never to bring them up again. He has cast them in the sea of forgetfulness, cast them behind your back. But for us, he knew that we have a memory that will still bring. But this is what you do. You choose not to dwell on any sin that God has forgiven. And any person who has injured you, done you something wrong at school, in your family, or anywhere, once you are forgiven that person, you want to always, when the enemy comes up, you want to always just say, thank you, Lord, that sin has been forgiven. So you're prone to remember what you should forget. But after this session, you would not do it anymore. You would begin to come to grips with it that I need to remember what I ought to remember, and that is to dwell on the goodness of God, which leads us to repentance, to see his great goodness for us. In terms of relationship, and there are many other passages, but for time's sake, I'll just go on. We have, in terms of relationship and fellowship with him, we're thinking of Genesis 22,